When parents look for childcare, they often put their child's name down at a number of places to boost the chances of getting a spot. But when there's only one centre to choose from, the stakes are much higher. There's been a recent spike in demand in the Northern Territory community of Wadare after more women decided to pursue work. But what should be a cause for celebration is instead causing headaches for parents unable to get a place at the town's only childcare centre. Georgia Hitch reports.
Hannah James is dropping her two daughters off at the only childcare centre in the remote community of Wadare, 5 hours southwest of Darwin. She's lucky there's room for the girls today. Recently, it hasn't been the case.
We've been turned away at the gate. We've been got the kids out of the car and they've just said, sorry, we can't take the kids today, so you have to find an alternative solution, which there isn't really the option here, so it's like you can go get a babysitter or...
It's a scenario more and more parents, predominantly women, are facing as the population in Wadare grows and demand for spots increases. Hannah James is now at the point where she has to take unpaid leave any time the childcare is full, forcing her job to take a back seat.
Most people come out here for work, I can't imagine being here without it.
An increase in people and jobs in a remote community should be something to celebrate, given how difficult it is to get people to isolated areas. But for Erin Harvey, who works for the Tamara Development Corporation, one of the largest employers in Wadare, it's been a double-edged sword.
You know, it's a growing population and there's a lot of stuff to be done out here and the community is screaming for people to come out, but you know, if they've only got the one creche and it just makes it a little bit harder.
And it's not just hard for women, it's also frustrating for the businesses desperate to hire local workers over fly-in, fly-out options. Erin Harvey again.
So we've got a number of women that, you know, keep asking, can I come to work, can they bring their child? I know myself personally, I brought my little baby in for a couple of months so I can keep working and, you know, out here you're kind of doing a number of jobs as it is, so... Not to be able to fill those positions is really hard and puts a strain on the business.
The local creche is run by the not-for-profit organisation One Tree, who said in a statement that...
The two things that would be of most help to the creche would be additional housing for staff and additional funding to increase wages. One Tree has applied for additional housing through the NT Government Industry Housing Assistance Scheme. We are hopeful that additional housing will be made available to us through the scheme in the new financial year.
The centre's Commonwealth grant is being reduced from July onwards when it becomes eligible for the new childcare subsidy. But One Tree says it has no idea what its total funding will look like and whether it'll dash any hopes of growing its workforce. While the creche is federally funded, the NT government says it's considering a number of communities, including Wadare, for 11 new child and family centres. The centres include a creche and other support services and could be the lifeline the community needs. But any decision on that is still months off, which might be too late for parents like Hannah James.
We nearly have come to terms with having to leave because of it, the security of it, and knowing whether or not, you know, they're going to have the staff. Some weeks it's good and you get a good run and then you'll get a couple of bad weeks. They don't really have the staff to cover if there's any of their staff fall sick or annual leave or anything like that. So, yeah.
Hannah James from Wadare, ending Georgia Hitch's report.